Podcast. Hi everyone, welcome to episode 1 of the Slappy Boys Podcast. I am your host, A.A. Ron.
And I am your co-host, M.O.V.
Alright, and welcome to the pod. Alright, so before we get started, I just want to remind everybody that James Harden is the NBA's MVP, without a doubt. Solely based on the play that happened last night with Wesley Johnson. Absolutely demolished his ankles and splashed a three. So yeah, James Harden, MVP, don't debate me. Don't at me. Don't come at me in the comment section or anywhere. Don't come at me on Twitter. None of that bull.
Or anyway, do it.
Yeah, or do it and I will gladly prove you wrong. Anyways, let's get into the show. The NBA, a couple weeks ago, or maybe it was last week, I don't remember, wanted to make a 1 through 16 playoffs instead of having the East and Western Conference. The best 16 teams, no matter what conference, they play in the playoffs. Yep. Huh. And LeBron's weird. Not happy.
I don't like that. That's weird.
It is sort of weird, but it almost makes it better. It keeps LeBron out of the finals.
He keeps LeBron out.
LeBron likes his free ride to the finals. So that's a straight up no for LeBron, dog.
Yeah, you're right.
So you say you think it's weird?
It is weird. It's new. I don't think it's ever been like that for anything, really.
No, I don't think so. There's
not that I know of, at least. I'm sure something does it like that, but I'm used to East and West.
Yeah, there's East and West in the NBA. There's American and National League for, well, baseball and football.
Yeah.
And
for anyone that might be watching that is American, we mean soccer, not soccer.
Oh yeah, American football.
Yeah, American football and that.
We don't know
none of that actual soccer. Football. We don't need any football.
Football?
We don't need any of that.
Personally, I think I think it'd work well.
The 16?
Yeah, 1 through 16, I think it might work out.
Oh yeah, definitely keep it interesting.
It will keep it interesting. It'll put definitively the best teams in.
More skill, yeah.
The best teams will win.
Can you imagine all the ankles?
All the ankles.
Oh, man. And
Kyrie, James Harden, Steph Curry.
Woo!
All them boys. You know, they're going to go to town.
It's going
to
be intense.
So, recently the NCAA, lots of universities have been busted paying their players, specifically basketball. Arizona center DeAndre Ayton, I think he was paid like $100,000 to come to Arizona as opposed to anywhere else. I wouldn't doubt if Shaquille O'Neal got paid to go to UCLA. But I don't know, it just seems like some bull. And that the NCAA makes so much money out of their March Madness and their national championship for football.
Pairs?
Yeah, shout out to all the pairs. Players need to get paid, man. Straight up.
Of course.
You know, these are, 19 to 22-year-old kids playing college basketball and football. You straight up, you know, they're not working. They have no source of income. And the saying "shut up and be happy about your scholarship" it's dying. What do you think, Tim?
Be happy about the scholarship?
Yeah, you think players need to get paid?
No. It's still school.
Eh. But who needs it if you're gonna be a pro?
There's no guarantee that you're gonna be a pro.
Well, somebody like if LeBron went to college.
Well, yeah. Well, that's LeBron. But there are plenty of people out there that don't have that kind of school, but they're gonna be paid anyway.
That is like, true. But mostly, I think top prospects need to be paid for playing college sports.
Well, that's where you get the, this is unfair.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do about that.
Well, yeah, it's probably not going to go down well for them. It would likely be a mess.
We don't need any more messes.
You got plenty of those, yeah.
We had the Rick Pitino incident. We had, well, a long time ago, we had Reggie Bush, and now we got this bull. We don't need any more bull. NCAA, get it together. We're sick of bull.
Yeah.
The Olympics. Ooh. Oof.
That was a hot mess for some of us. Some of us, not so much.
Yeah. Us Americans. Oof.
Yeah, that was a big oof.
Thank God for Sean White.
Can't really complain about Ford.
Eh.
Definitely probably could have been better, but I mean, I'll take a fourth place.
Fourth place, how many medals did we win?
It was, 4, 11. Oh, all together?
Mm-hmm. Is there any way I could see? Here we go. I should probably have this.
It was 23. America got 23 medals.
Yeah, the United States had 23 medals, which was good enough for fourth place. I mean, suck it, Netherlands. I don't know. But Canada got third place with 29. Germany got second with 31. And Norway kicked everybody's asses with 39 medals in total. Winning, basically winning the Winter Olympics.
That's not fair. They're a race of snowmen.
Damn Norwegians and your damn snow.
Hey, Norwegians. Oh, well, I mean, all I care about is that women's hockey won.
Women's hockey?
Yeah.
We got the dub against Canada. So, you know, fuck with your boys in America. For that one. It's been a long time coming, but it finally came. Where did Bun B?
She won that. I was very disappointed with all basically men's.
Yeah.
The women really showed us up this year.
American mans.
Right. Yeah, the American mans. They
what you doing?
They were lacking.
Lacking in the streets.
They were out here lacking. I don't know what was going through their heads. I don't know.
Good God.
They were not on their game.
Yeah, I saw this one event. They were doing, I don't really know what it was. It was, skating around a track for, 11 laps.
Speed skating?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. And I think this girl was American, but she just starts out hauling ass.
Yeah?
And she gets ahead of everybody. I forget how many people there were in the race, maybe seven.
Quite a few, probably.
I don't remember. But yeah. Either way, she's ahead of everybody, and by the end of the race, she was towards the bottom.
Yep. That happened quite a few times. With the cross-country skiing for men's. He was coming back, though. But then suddenly he just lost it.
He lost it.
Right back. And then he never came back.
Never came back.
So, yeah. A big L for us.
Lots of L's.
Lots of L's given out this year.
But thank God for Sean White. Because,
Sean White came in clutch with the snowboarding.
The snowboarding. Out of the 9 medals, that's the only... Of the 9 gold medals we won... That's the only one that mattered to me.
That's the only name I really remember.
Yeah.
I wasn't really into the Olympics this year.
Did anybody not win a medal at all? No.
I don't know.
Everybody won at least one medal.
Even then. More than likely a bronze.
Let's see. Yeah, there were three countries that only won one bronze medal.
Yeah. Not a lot of them. So.
Is it Latvia? That's one of them.
Latvia.
Latvia, shout out to Kristaps Porzingis. Get well soon with that ACL injury. Ooh, shout out to Australia with only three.
Oh, yeah. Well, shout out to them. Fucking no snow at all.
They never saw snow prior to the Olympics, so it explains a lot.
Hey, you can do them like that.
Because kangaroos scare me. That's why I gotta do them like that, because kangaroos are terrifying.
Yeah, they are pretty scary.
Anyways, let's move on to some music. Y'all ain't ready for this.
I haven't really been keeping up with music.
Who does anymore?
I mean, there's a few people.
But you know, your man's Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh no! Oh no, no!
He came out with his debut mixtape the other day.
Yeah, but did you see that airport fight?
I did not see that airport fight.
Oh, that is a very funny video. It's him fighting some haters.
Fighting some haters?
I don't know. I didn't listen to the video. I just watched it. I saw it.
Come oh man, up one day. I need to.
And
look
it was
this
just
up.
They got him and his crew got into a fucking fight, like a fist fight with some other people that were driving past. Yeah. All
right.
Tekashi got fucking wrecked and put to the ground.
Oh, poor Tekashi.
I mean, they all got up in the end. They just went inside. I was surprised no police showed up, to be honest.
Man.
Considering it was outside of a fucking airport.
That's pretty tragic for the boy 6ix9ine. But his tape, Day 69, dropped.
I did not.
What was that, last week? What day was February 23rd?
Last
Friday. Or no, not last Friday. Yeah, last Friday.
I do not know.
Yeah, that shit dropped. Dear fucking God. I mean, I listened to this guy's music, and it's just like, what the hell is this?
I mean, that's how I am with a lot of people.
Yeah, and you know, Lonzo.
Lonzo. Drafting Lonzo, but you get LeVar.
Yeah, pretty much. You always end up with LeVar in the end. Or you end up with LiAngelo.
It's a real rip when you end up with
all your jewelry.
LeVar.
LeVar Ball, if you're listening to this podcast.
Probably not, but.
Chill, fam.
Chill the fuck out.
That's all I gotta say, fam.
We don't need you.
I sent you that meme, right? With SpongeBob with the Big Baller Brand hat.
No.
It says, Lonzo makes a three. LeVar on the sideline. Y'all see my boy make that shot? He already the next Jordan. Haha, just kidding. He already better than Jordan.
Oh. Goddamn.
Hold on, let me, just real quick.
There you go. Tragic.
It is tragic.
And I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to know what it's like to have him as a dad.
Oof. LeVar's dad.
Like, I understand he's very supportive.
Yeah, but, he is.
God damn. Settle down, man. Take a seat.
Yeah.
Where's...
Oh, speaking of that, Lonzo was recently on that show, Lip Sync Battle.
Oh, no.
What channel is that on? MTV?
I do not know.
I don't know, but John Legend's wife hosts it or something.
Yeah.
And he lip synced Humble by Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
And the chorus, you know, it goes, be humble, sit down. And while he's doing that, he's pointing at LeVar.
Yeah.
Lonzo, I think he's finally starting to step up to LeVar. He's finally ready to say, you know, get the hell out of here, man.
Well, I don't know about get the hell out of here, but hey, settle the fuck down.
Yeah, pretty much. I saw him recently say that if the Lakers didn't sign LiAngelo and LaMelo, Lonzo's leaving.
Yeah.
I think that might have been the last straw with Lonzo.
I mean, he's going to ruin their lives.
Oof. Eh, like, who cares? He's already like a billionaire.
But they tried. They want to do what they want to do.
Well, he's already a billionaire, so.
Yeah.
You know, shit happens.
I know.
But still. Shit. Crazy Taxi.
Oh, I guess we're jumping onto the next subject here. Crazy Taxi.
Why not? Crazy fucking Taxi. Just came out last month.
It was free on the Xbox One marketplace last month.
I hopped on that shit so fast. Man.
It was a very entertaining game until that one bitch kicked your taxi.
Yeah, that shit pissed me off. If I were a taxi driver and somebody had the audacity to kick my taxi.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Sorry I couldn't get you down the... Sorry I couldn't get you across the whole city in under 20 seconds.
Exactly. Regardless of assholes kicking the taxi.
I still want to know how the fuck they throw dirt in your face.
I don't know.
Just saying.
That shit makes me mad.
Like, they just randomly pull out some dirt. Don't know where they got it, though.
No idea.
That new money, and they just kind of throw it in your face.
That shit, though, it makes me feel like I'm sitting in that big-ass arcade thing with the wheel and the stick shift and the gas pedals down at Chuck E. Cheese.
I got it. Yeah, yeah.
Man.
I don't remember what it's called. I actually might be going to Chuck E. Cheese this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe.
Why are you going to Chuck E. Cheese?
Birthday party.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I'm almost 20 years old, but I could still go to Chuck E. Cheese and have a good time.
The most lit place ever. I feel bad for anyone that doesn't know what a Chuck E. Cheese is.
Yeah.
It's great. It's great.
It's even great into your adult years.
No, I mean, they have a lot of games that you can play as an adult.
Exactly.
Don't just have kids bullshit.
Yeah, kids bullshit. Kids, get your bullshit out of here.
Pretty much, I mean.
Alright.
I mean, so many games that are made for just kids, but they know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what? They used to serve alcohol for the longest time, and then they finally got rid of it.
Yeah, which, you know, me turning 21 next year, that's pretty tragic.
Yeah, whatever. You don't have to go there. There's plenty of bars around it.
Oh, yeah.
TGI
Fridays. They serve alcohol.
You want to go to TGI Fridays? Drink.
Exactly. They got good mozzarella sticks.
You're right.
And I can drink.
Mozzarella sticks, man, are so good. All right, let's talk about that.
Talk about what?
Mozzarella sticks.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Top 5 mozzarella sticks.
I honestly don't fuck with anyone that doesn't like mozzarella sticks.
Exactly. Shout out to Malt, by the way. Talk about mozzarella sticks. Shout out to the homie Malt. Because that's my dude.
Malt knows the best. The best mozzarella sticks.
Well, it looks like the Cavs lost. How tragic. They lost to the 76ers. Joel Embiid, he's that bull.
We were out and hockey was playing while we were sitting there.
How are the Blackhawks doing?
Terrible. They're at the bottom. I don't think they're going to make it to the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
If the game went the way I think it did, the Boston Bruins, really fucked up the Penguins tonight. Because it was
Try Degree Ultra Clear Black Plus White.
Well, that was pretty tragic.
Eight to four?
Jesus.
It was way worse. It was like 8-2. I guess they finally came back. Yeah, the Blackhawks are losing right now to the Sharks. So,
yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, Tim is our resident hockey man. Pretty much, I don't really pay attention that much hockey. Yeah, looks
I
like.
don't know the stats,
I don't
but
either.
I enjoy a good game of hockey.
Let's see, how are they doing? Chicago Blackhawks, 27-28.
Not doing so good.
Yeah, we're not looking so hot.
It's a bad day.
We just won the championship, what, 3 years ago?
It's been a few years, yeah.
Damn. Let's see, what's the roster
standings
looking like? Are they still pretty much still intact?
Yeah, we're at the bottom in the Central Division right now.
Damn.
We just traded two people.
We still got Taze, Sharp.
They didn't get rid of like any of the important people. But
Seabrook.
We got rid of
Duncan
two people
Keith.
That don't really matter as much.
Did Hoser retire?
I believe so.
Damn, that was my guy.
Old person, yeah.
I miss him. My phone could load. I could.
Did he retire? I'm not sure.
You know what? Fuck it.
Let's see.
Yeah, we're just gonna see real quick if Marian Hossa retired.
I think he's still on the. I think he's still there.
Oh yeah, he is. I didn't see him. That's weird.
Yes. Yeah, okay, yeah, no, he's missing the season.
Oh.
He has progressive skin disorder.
Ew, I don't know what that means, but ew.
Probably nothing good.
Yeah. It's pretty tragic. I like Marian Hossa.
It's not uncommon for athletes. Apparently.
Ew. It's progressive skin disorder. That just sounds gross. Alright, so. Have we talked about all we want to talk about?
I mean, this is only the first episode. I wouldn't place all our future episodes on this one.
Exactly.
There'll be a hit and miss sometimes.
Exactly. Episode one.
First one. We'll be sure to have a guest next time.
Yeah, definitely special guests coming soon. Your favorites.
But we got to lay down the what to expect.
Big things coming soon. Shout out to Drizzy Drake, God's Plan. All that bull.
We'll have a better understanding of topics next time.
Yeah, that's pretty
sure
much.
We'll have more to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this has been the Slappy Boys Podcast. Tune in next time when we wrestle a grizzly bear with a special guest.
Wait.